Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, Dr. Gwyneth Williams. Thanks so much for tuning in to Lifestyle for Lifetime Holiness. It is such an honor to continue this one-year series on prayer. And I know I have been blessed, and I hope that you are continually be blessed and continue to pray. We are going to continue with why prayers are not answered. I think this is our seventh week on reasons for unanswered prayer. And today, I am live from London, England, Leicester, England. Last week, I believe we were in China. So thanks so much for tuning in. Stay with us, and we will continue to grow in the things of God. Just a brief recap again. Some of the reasons that prayers are not answered, sometimes people say it's because of lack of faith, but that's not necessarily true. Some, we've heard the name it, claim it movement, confess it, possess it, what you say is what you get, and oh, you don't have it because of lack of faith. But some of the things are, there's special conditions and guidelines that God has. And if you have not walked along and according to his word, like wrong living, wrong praying, and wrong expecting, then those prayers aren't answered. So please look at our previous teachings. We went in depth about wrong living, unfruitful Christian life, unresolved family conflict, as well as how we pray wrong. But you can look at the previous broadcast. So those are some of the reasons why prayers are not answered. But today we will talk about wrong expectation. And I believe this is where we left off last week with too little or either lack of faith. James 1, 6 through 8 says, only it must be in faith that he asks with no wavering, which means don't hesitate and don't doubt. For the one who wavers or hesitates or doubts is like the billowing surge out at sea that is blown here, blown there, and tossed by the wind. But truly, let not such a person imagine that he is going to receive anything that he asks from the Lord, because God is wanting us to be specific, right? Be direct. Verse 8 says, for being as he is, a man of two minds, which means that he is double-minded, hesitating, dubious, irresolute. That's what he is, unstable, unreliable, and uncertain about everything he thinks, feels, or decides. So we want to make sure that we go above and beyond that, and that we're not like the doubts, like the surf of the sea, that you're not driven or tossed by the wind. So we want you to be more specific. So let no man that expects that he will receive anything from the Lord be double-minded. So we know the King James says that a double-minded person is unstable in some of their ways. No, a double-minded person is unstable in all of their ways. So as we look, and we did touch on this last week, but it bears repeating, we want to go over to Matthew, and then we'll continue with our study of what we're going to discuss today. But if we look at Matthew, the 9th chapter, let's look at Matthew 9, and we would look at verse 29. And it reads as follows, then he who touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith and trust and reliance on the power invested in me, be it done to you. So here we see Jesus is speaking, and he is saying, according to your faith. If you don't have the faith for it, we just have to admit it and don't pray for it. Here Jesus is talking to the blind men, and that's what he's saying. He said he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith and trust and reliance on the power that's in God, be it done to you. And the verse 30 says, and their eyes were opened, and Jesus earnestly and sternly charged them, see that you let no one know about this. So this is just a reflection and what we talked about on last week, but a recap for the points of why prayers are not answered. So here we have wrong expectation, and he said, be it done to you according to your faith. So if you don't have the faith, You have to pray. Just admit it. Pray for it and ask for the faith that you receive it, and pray according to the faith you possess. So the next one of why prayers are not answered is just too much presumption. Presuming that your prayer has to be answered by God, demanding, God, I want this. And then logically you believe, because you've asked by faith, that your thinking is by faith, but it's not in reference to the kingdom of God. So God is saying, if you have too much presumption, then you can't presume that God is going to do something for you. So there's the faith, then there's the foolishness, and then there's the presumption that we have. And God is saying, well, you're praying for this, but how can you receive it when it's not according to my plans, it's not according to my purposes and will for you in the body of Christ or in the kingdom of God? And so I find the scripture here that references that. If we quickly turn over to 1 John, the 5th chapter, again, that's 1 John 5. And it reads as follows. We'll go down and look at verses, let's read 14 and 15. 1 John 5, 14 and 15. And it says, this is the confidence. So the confidence is the assurance, it's the privilege of boldness, which we have in who? In God. That we are sure that if we ask anything, make any request according to his will, that's in agreement with his plan, he listens to and hears us. So we can have the faith for something and it's presumptuous, but it's not his plan. So let's make sure that what we're praying for, according to 1 John 5, 14 and 15, that is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to what? His plan, his will, his ways, his kingdom. Then God is going to hear you and he's going to answer quickly, because you're about not your business and having presumption and replacing it for faith, but it is by hearing his word, knowing that it's his word, and you're praying for what God is wanting. And then guess what? His will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, and whatever we ask, we know that what we're going to receive the request, which we have asked from him. So then you're not walking in the presumption, presuming that your prayer has to be answered by God and demanding, but then it's not his will. So that's the next one. So the first one is a lack of faith. And the other one is just the presumption that you're presuming and that God's not in it. But if sometimes if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know what we're going to receive it and the request we have asked from him. But if you're not positive it's the God's will in this specific case, ask God for wisdom. And then he will show you, and he will show you the will, and then you can pray, God, not my will. What is your will? I don't want my will to be done, God, in this, but what is your will? And then you can have the faith and you will see God do it. Amen. And then sometimes we may pray for something, and the next point we're bringing out, the reason why it's not answered is because we don't want to wait. Sometimes we pray for something and God may say, all right, there's a red light. I just want you to stop right now. It's not the timing for it. I want you just to stop. I want you just to wait. But we want to presume, there's another presumption there, and then we try to make it happen. But God is saying, no, there's a timing for this. And I want you just to be patient in that, and I'm going to do it for you. Sometimes he might say, okay, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to answer this prayer, but I want you just to go slow and cautiously. There's a pace I have for you. It's just like when you're going through a yellow light. It's a caution sign that you go through slowly, you go through cautiously, and you get to the other side before the light says stop. God is saying, I'm pacing you, and I'm wanting you just to be paced. So sometimes he may say stop. He may say be cautious, go slow, go at this pace. And then sometimes he'll say, okay, now is the time. He will say, okay, you have a green light. It's the timing for this. It's the season for this. The fruit is fruit that will remain, and I'm going to do that for you because I believe that the time is now where God may have spoke something to you, and yes, it's going to happen. You might think it's going to be 30 days, and God says, yes, I'm speaking that to you, but there's a preparation period of 30 years. You're like, 30 years? But God, I know I heard you speak. But then sometimes we want to what? Move out. And the timing of God is not now. And so then sometimes what we will do is we will try to make it happen in our own timing, our own flesh, in our own way, and try to pick the fruit before it's time. You know, it's like we grow something in the ground. And how many of you have ever, you've gone out there every day to look, and you're like, well, hey, I just planted this. I know that I'm promised to have, you know, an ear of corn. I planted corn. I planted fruit. I've planted this apple tree, this cherry tree. And you're going out there and you're looking, and God says, yes, 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 there's a promise. There is going to be, there's going to be a tree. There's going to be fruit. There's going to be a vegetable. But sometimes we have to wait for the fruit. We have to wait for the timing. And so you're like, well, I know God told me to do this. I know God called me here. I know he told me to do this. I know God said, but God says, yes. But sometimes we have to wait. And then when we're impatient, we try to make it happen before time. And just think, if you're planting a tree, you know, that seed has to die. Maybe there's something you've been waiting on, and God is saying, yes, 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 I'm just waiting for you to die. And this, and your desires, that they are laid down, but and that you're laying them down for my will, for my timing. And you might say, well, God, I want to do it now. And that going back to that tree, and you're going out there looking, and every day, and you're watering, and you're like, okay, where? And then you see a little sprout, but it takes the time. Now, when we say that some prayers aren't answered because there's a time, sometimes we want it too soon. And let's look at Ecclesiastes 3:1. It says, Ecclesiastes 3:1, to everything there is a season. And there is a time for every matter or purpose under heaven. So we know that there is a time appointed for what you're asking for. And if there is a time for every event under heaven, then God may say yes, he may say no, he may say not yet. And also demonic forces from Satan, they're trying to prevent the prayers from being answered. So even as we know with Daniel, for example, what did he do? He prayed and fasted for 3 weeks. Finally, he received the answer in a vision from the Lord that Satan's forces of wickedness had delayed the answer. But what if Daniel had only prayed once or quit praying on the 20th day? Sometimes you might just examine and say, okay, God, okay, it wasn't lack of faith that my prayer wasn't answered. It wasn't a half-hearted prayer. It wasn't a selfish prayer. I'm not being presumptuous. And God is, it's like I say, well, God, you know, I've examined everything. Oh, you know, God, I've examined my heart. There's no unresolved family conflicts. My life is pure, and you know, I've asked for forgiveness, and I've confessed my sins. And God says, well, you need to wait. That's another area. Have you thought about it? You want it too soon. And just continue to stand in the gap, and then you'll receive the fruit that God has for you. So if Daniel had only prayed once or quit praying on the 20th day, then he may not have gotten that answer. But God heard his prayer. So he stood in the gap and he waited for that appointed time. And as we look back at Ecclesiastes 3:1, it says, to everything there is a season, a time for every matter or purpose under heaven. There's a time to be born, there's a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up. What is planted? There's a time to kill, there's to be healed, a time to break down, time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance. There is a time for everything. So, and God is saying, just wait. There's a time that God is waiting for this answer for you. Some of you, you know, young people out there, you may want to get married and you try to rationalize, which we talked about that in previous weeks, of prayers, and you rationalize, which comes in the presumptuous area. Or either some of you older people, you may be wanting to get married or whatever, and maybe God has a special person. He's even told you, but then you want to settle because you want to make it too soon, and then you have conflict that are unnecessary because you didn't wait on the timing of God for what he had for you and who he had for you. And so the enemy will try to block. He will try to send a counterfeit to try to pluck out or to let something die out or before its time, or you pick it too soon and then it dies because it didn't have time to articulate or to remain to fruitful. And so then there you are. And you have to go around that revolving door and then go through that over and over again until God says, okay, just wait. Just be like Daniel. Just pray. So we have to, and I'm going to give you some pointers here. Ecclesiastes, there's a time appointed for everything. So maybe the prayer, you're like, God, I've been waiting. So what I'm saying to you and prophesying to you today and speaking to you today, you be fervent. God is wanting you to be ceaseless in your prayers, and he wants you to be persistent. And I'm going to give you a scripture for that. If we can quickly turn over and we'll look at Matthew. And let's look at Matthew 7. And we will start at verse 7. So Matthew 7 and verse 7. Keep on asking and it will be given you. Keep on seeking and you will find. You know, keep on knocking and God will be there. That door will be open to you. That means when you keep on knocking, that means reverently. You want to be reverent about it, reverently, and the door is going to be open to you. So for everyone who keeps on asking, receives, and he who keeps on seeking, finds, and to him who keeps on knocking, the door is going to be open. So that fervency. And I'm just praying right now, if you may feel like you want to give up and you've prayed and you've examined your heart and God is saying, be fervent. He wants you to be persistent. He wants you to be ceaseless in your prayer life. So keep asking. And God says, I'm going to give it to you. Keep seeking and you're going to find. You ever lost something and you're looking for it and you just keep looking and you'll find it. I know sometimes it's just good just to ask the Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes we look in the natural, but say, okay, Holy Spirit, I need you. I need to go on a spiritual treasure hunt. I need you to show me those secret places in the dark areas. I know the other day we were here in London, and we had to rent a car at the airport and drive so many miles and on the right of the street, the right side of the street, but it was on the opposite of what we arrive in the U.S., and then, of course, the stern on the other side, and then I'm right-handed, but I had to shift in the different gears with my left hand, and then we're looking for directions. We're trying to find how to take this. We're actually looking for a church, and so we just were looking and going with the written directions that we had, and things just can't seem to be. They had all these one-ways, and the streets were blocked off. And then we had to go around the other way. And I said, okay, Lord, we've gone with the natural side. Now we're just going to pray, Lord. And I asked God, I said, Lord, I just need you to show me how to get there. If we have to go on a spiritual treasure hunt. And I said, it would even be good to have a human navigation because we didn't have the navigation in this rental car. And so no sooner I said that, I was driving and yelled on the other side of the street, hey, do you know where this street is? And the lady said, come down here, turn in here. And then she said, can I get in the car and show you? I said, we got human navigation. The lady was with us for 4 or 5 hours. We went to the church, and then we went to the, she showed us how to get to the grocery store, and we returned the car and went out, went and got something to eat. Then we returned the car, and then she even called on her phone because we didn't have our SIM card, and then our phones run by internet, and she called and got us a taxi and rode and, see how God will do. Just seek, you know, keep seeking, find, but stop along the way and say, okay, God, I don't want to go in any more circles. I don't want to go in the wrong direction. We need some human, spiritual, as well as all the help we can get, navigation to find what we're looking for and to get there. And it was beautiful. So we have to keep on asking, keep on looking, keep on seeking, ask for help. And God, he'll be right there with you to show you where to look. You know, God is not playing hide and seek. He's not playing hide and seek with you. And so he's wanting you to get to the destination that you're needing to get to for while you're here on this earth for the 120 years or 100 years or however long you live. So God is saying, if you just ask, I'm going to give you the direction. Sometimes we just need to stop and say, Holy Spirit, I know you're the one who leads and guides and directs. And so those doors will be open to you. So God is saying to be fervent, be persistent. Don't cease in your prayers. Don't give up. I love George Mueller. Oh, he was a great British man of faith. He prayed for 38 years for his neighbor to be saved. And guess what? The man was saved. Don't give up. And I even speak to you prophetically. You have been waiting on your loved ones to be saved. You have been waiting on your son or your daughter to come into the fullness. And I even feel in my spirit now there's someone, this son, who has been in prison and has been on drugs, and you're praying and believing that he will get out and that he will walk in the fullness of Christ and have relationship with him. And the Lord says, by faith and by your prayers, that you continue to pray and stand in the gap, and you will see that change. And not only that, God says, I am going to use him mightily to even minister my word. Don't doubt. Stand in the gap and be in faith. So God is saying, just take a breath and know you don't have to try to make it happen. He will lead you if you only ask him, so that your prayers may be answered, not for your selfishness, but your prayers will be answered for what? For the kingdom and for kingdom business. And so that's what we're believing for, that you will not have that wrong expectation. Now let's quickly look at Psalms. And we're going to look at Psalms 37, the seventh verse. Hi, I'm Dr. Gwyneth Williams. You have tuned in to Lifestyles for a Lifetime Holiness. We are doing our year series on prayer. And this particular topic is why prayers are not answered. It's not so much because you don't have faith. Some people say, you name it, claim it, confess it, possess it. What you say, you're going to get it. Oh, you didn't get it because you have lack of faith. No, there's special conditions and guidelines that may block your prayers. Wrong living, wrong praying, and right now we're talking about wrong expectation. So those are things that we have been discussing, and we will continue. We've been in this particular area, why prayers aren't answered, I think, into our seventh week. But as we continue on with the Word of God, we are going to look at, again, let's move and turn over to Psalms. Again, that's Psalms 37. And we are looking at, let's look at the seventh Psalm. Psalm 37, 7. Be still and rest in the Lord. Wait for him and patiently lean up on him and don't fret. because of him who prospers in his ways, because of the man who brings wicked advice, that is going to pass. And so the point we want to look at is the first part, rest in him. Rest in the Lord. Be patient. Don't give up. Don't fret. Persevere. Stick it out. And if God is saying stop, stop. If he's saying go and be very cautious, I'm pacing you at a pace. And then when he says green light, it's time to go, then you go. So if you don't have the too little faith, God is saying today, just ask him without doubt. For if you doubt, you're going to be double-minded like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed. But you will receive what God has for you. And it will be done according to your faith. If you don't have the faith for it, admit it. And then just ask God. Pray. Ask for him to give you the faith that you need. And the next point, don't presume. So many people have presumptuous prayers, presuming that what you're praying has to be answered because of God, and you're demanding it, and it's not in God's will. Because he says, and this is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. But if it's not his will, that's presumptuous. It's foolishness. And if we know that God hears us, and whatever we ask, then we're going to receive it, the request which we have asked for him. So if you're not positive, if it's God's will in the specific case, ask God for wisdom and pray. God, not my will. Not my will, God. Not my will, Lord. Your will be done. I want to know what you want me to do in this situation. I want you to show me what you want me to do in this circumstance. Not being presumptuous and think you're praying of faith, and it's foolishness and presumption. And then the other that we talked about today, the timing. God has a time for everything. I used to love that song. There is a time for everything. There is a season. God has planned everything, and he has a reason, a time to laugh, a time to cry, a time to be born, and a time to die. There is a time for everything, everything. And this goes on, but this is the part I like. But now is the time to serve the Lord. And by serving him and doing the kingdom business and the kingdom's will and walking in the king's domain, king's dominion for the things that we're asking for, God is going to do it just like he did for Daniel. And as we close, I just pray now. Is God saying yes to you? Is he saying no to you? Is he saying not yet? Are there demonic forces just like Daniel when he prayed and fasted for 3 weeks? He finally received the answer. And we just pray that you continue to hold on. Maybe you feel like you're under attack from satanic force of wickedness and your answer has been delayed. But God says, keep praying. Don't quit. Keep praying. Because on the 20th day, if he would have gave up and not prayed, he may not have received his answer. So we decree and declare over you fervency. We decree persistence. We decree in the name of Jesus that you will not faint if you just continue to stand in there. And do not be ceaseless in what you're praying for. Keep on asking. Keep on knocking. And rest, and I speak rest right now, for God is saying that his yoke is easy, his burdens are light. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Don't give up and don't fret. Persevere and stick it out. I'm Dr. Gwyneth Williams. You have been listening to Lifestyle for Lifetime Holiness. We're doing our one-year series on praying, and we have been for the last 7 weeks talking about reasons for unanswered prayer. So next week, as the Spirit leads, hopefully we will get into wrong understanding and what should we do in response to unanswered prayer. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we say to you, success to the kingdom. And success to you. Be a hearer of the word and walk it out. Amen. Do it. It takes action. We can have wisdom, but if we don't have wisdom without action, then we can't walk out what God has told us to do. So let's just remember, continue to walk in the blessings of God. And read your Bible this week. Feed your faith. Starve your doubt. I love, we started off this year in February. I finished the whole Bible and started off in Matthew and read all through the New Testament. And this past week, I started off in Joshua. So let's read our Bible. Those of you who started, let's live strong and finish strong in Jesus' name. Until next time, blessings to you again. And remember, your assignment this week is to continue in the things of God and watch Him answer your prayers in reference to praying. Amen. Blessings. And see you at next week at the appointed time. And we say hello and pray for us while we're here in London, England, and see what the Holy Spirit wants to do here. Bye-bye for now. See you next time.